I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There's a fascinating episode that happened in Yerushalayim in the year Taf Reish Mem Gimel in 1883. That there was a matzah bakery. They baked matzahs on Erev Pesach, and everyone took their matzahs. Many of them lived outside of Yerushalayim. And that night, by the Lel HaSeder, the people in control or overseeing the baking of those matzos realized that they didn't do hafrashas challah, they didn't take off challah off that dough. And so the halacha in Chutz La'aretz, I don't remember this ever coming up so far, the halacha is that if you realize on Shabbos you forgot to take off challah, you're able to continue eating that challah on Shabbos, you just have to make sure to take off challah after Shabbos. You're not allowed to take off challah on Shabbos, but in Eretz Yisrael it's not like that. And therefore, really the halacha was that you're not allowed to eat those matzos, challah wasn't taken off. But they had a big problem because there are so many people who had these matzahs who they couldn't notify. They weren't even from Yerushalayim. But Lel HaSeder, they realized that there would be all these people throughout Eretz Yisrael who would be eating non-kosher matzah. They'd be eating matzah that didn't have challah taken off. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. The question came to the Maril Diskin. The Maril Diskin was living in Yerushalayim. And they asked him, what should we do? And he suggested that you should give a matzah to a child, specifically someone who's 12 years old, a katan who's 12 years old, and he has the ability, he's at the age that he's able to take off challah and the challah works, but he's still a katan, therefore he would be able to do that. But what would be the reasoning? Why would we be able to tell a katan to take off challah on Shabbos? We all know, if it's usher to take off challah on Shabbos, then why would it be permissible for a katan to do so? You're not allowed to cause katanim, you're not allowed to tell katanim, someone under bar mitzvah, to do an avera. So a reference to Tosis on today's daf, Pesachim daf peches amar alf. Tosis of Maskel sel lebayis. Tosis discusses the idea of a father giving the Karban Pesach to his child. And Tosis asks, but the child is not one of the menuyin. And if the child is not one of the menuyin, then it's usher for the child to eat the Karban Pesach. How is it permissible for a father to give a Karban Pesach to his child if he's not one of the menuyin on the Karban? And he's giving the child to do a prohibited act of eating the Karban Pesach, even though he wasn't counted in part of it initially, or it wouldn't work for him to be counted because he's a katan. And Tosfos offers a fascinating suggestion, that since there's a mitzvah chinuch involved, you're giving the Karban Pesach to the child, then it's mutter, even though there's an isser involved. In order for to do a mitzvah, it's permissible even to be over an isser de araisa. Interesting, the Magen Avraham in Siman Shimim Gimel, Sivkat and Gimel quotes this Tosfos. He quotes this Tosfos that would be the halacha. Now, applying this halacha is not so simple. And in fact, the application of the Maril Diskin wasn't so simple. He said that the child could take off challah. Over there, it's really only an issur d'rabbanan. So you don't need to really go so far as Tosfos that's issur d'oraisa. But even over there, there would be an issur d'rabbanan to take off the challah. And through that, it will allow everyone to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. But that's not so simple. And in fact, a similar story reportedly occurred 5 years later in Taf Reish Mem Ches, and then the Maril Diskin wasn't so willing to rely on such a leniency and such a kula. Well, but isn't that clear from Tosis? Isn't this such a great raya from this Tosis? So there are really two challenges to shtelling su, to associating this Tosis to the question. On one hand, you could argue that Tosis is only discussing a scenario where it's impossible to perform the mitzvah without the avera. The avera of eating the Karban Pesach shelo menuyin isn't possible for a katan to do as being a manui. A katan can't become a manui, according to this opinion. Therefore, if a katan can't become a manui, the only way to perform the mitzvah chinuch was through this prohibited act. That's not similar to our case of the matzah. Of course, you're able to eat matzah kosher. It happens to be the circumstances were such that they forgot. But it's not that the mitzvah is only able to be done through the avera of the katan. That's one argument. The other argument is that the idea of Tosfos that you're allowed to perform a prohibition in order to perform the mitzvah of chinuch is only that if such act would be done by this child when he grows up, it wouldn't be an iser, it wouldn't be an avera. Therefore, when this child grows up, he could be a manui. He would be able to partake in eating the Karban Pesach in a heter way, in a permissible way. And therefore, this act of this iser that he's doing is only by virtue of the fact that he's a katan. When he grows up, he'll be able to do it in a permissible way, as opposed to this case of taking off challah, even when he grows up, it still would be prohibited for him to take off the challah. And therefore, the application of this tosis is really not so simple, but I think it's such a fascinating story that happened in Yerushalayim in 1883.